Let's bow our heads to pray, shall we? Thank you, Lord God, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our paths. Lord, open our hearts and minds this evening to hear what you have to say to us, to listen to what you have to say to us, and to obey what you tell us to do. In Christ's name, amen. Well, good evening to you all this evening. To you, congregation, to you, Sir Knights, and to you, members of the band. Thank you very much for playing so nicely for us so far. It's been great, and it's lovely to be here all together tonight. Just over 50 years ago, and you wouldn't think that I'm over 50, just over 50 years ago, I was in New York, working with a Christian mission for the summer holidays. One Sunday, several of us attended a service in Calvary Baptist Church, New York. It was a remarkable time. The large robed choir led the worship of God majestically. The hundreds of people present joined in really enthusiastically. And the preaching, it was powerful. I hope that will be the same tonight. But what really struck me was the name Calvary. Not many churches focus people's attention right upon the place of Christ's crucifixion. And secondly, because of the experience of so many people worshipping and wanting to know God better and to love him more, I was really impacted here inside. You know, I was very impressed when I visited the website of the Royal Black Institution. There I read the following words. The Royal Black Institution is totally based on the teaching of Holy Scripture and is committed to the furtherance of the Christian message of the cross. I thought that was brilliant. What a wonderful aim. What a wonderful objective for an organization. Do you realize, gentlemen, that for 222 years, you have been making the Holy Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ central and spreading it in Northern Ireland? How wonderful that Calvary is central for the Royal Black Institution and for your Royal Black Preceptory. 4 weeks ago, well before reading your website, I was awakened one morning. And I just knew that God had given me words to speak to you all tonight. And would you believe it? It was words about Calvary. Now I have discovered that the RBI is, quote, committed to the furtherance of the Christian message of the cross. Wow, I'm so pleased. The Lord awakened me also with two CSSM choruses learnt in my childhood. Perhaps you know them or can remember them. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. What a wonderful outline of the Christian message of the cross. Then a second chorus God brought to mind that morning, and it was this. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. And now he sets me free. I wonder how many people knew those. Go on, let's see. One or two hands up to see whether anybody did. Oh, good. That's great. Even while two in the choir. I think most have seen films like The Robe and many other films portraying Jesus' last hours on this earth before his crucifixion. The road to Calvary and his death on the cross. I'm going to ask you to do something which I don't suppose many preachers ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I'm not going to ask you to go to sleep. But I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to invite you now to imagine yourself present 2,000 years ago on that hill of Calvary, along with all the bloodlusting crowds shouting, swearing, crying. I hope you've got your eyes closed and you're doing this. Please imagine that you had seen how Jesus had taught people remarkably, lovingly, truthfully about God. You had seen people healed and giving praise to God for it. Now, this holy, godly man is to be murdered, nailed to a cross between two thieves. You're there on that hill of Calvary. It's 9 o'clock on a Friday morning. What is Jerusalem coming to? And there is Jesus, now nailed, writhing, with an inscription written on a board above him on the cross, reading, "The King of the Jews." You can understand one language. You can't understand the other two. It's written in three languages. There is Jesus, dying the most painful of deaths, just for saying and for being God's Son. Imagine, 6 hours at least, you are standing there on that hillside. You don't run home when total darkness covers the land at midday. You stay there for a further 3 hours, and you hear Jesus' final dying words. "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And at that moment, there is an earthquake. The earth shakes, and there is a terrifying sound. And Christ's words ring out, "It is finished. It is finished." This is the message of the cross. The sinless Son of God has been made God's ultimate sacrifice in order to atone, to forgive the sins of all mankind. No other offering could God give in his limitless love but the offering of his only Son. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. I wonder how you would have returned home that day, convinced of Christ's saving love and forgiveness and lordship, or doubting. Right to the end, Jesus recognized the true faith of people in him. In the case of the thief who was repentant there on his cross and who recognized Jesus as King and Lord. You heard Jesus' reply to him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." He became one of Christ's believing people that hour, forgiven, saved, and bound for heaven. You see Jesus on the cross, how he expresses his human love for his widowed mother, Mary. He entrusts her into the loving home and protection of his great friend, the Apostle John, with the words, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to his disciple John, "Here is your mother." So on the cross, Jesus still cares for sinners. The believing thief is promised eternity. His mother is cared for. Then, finally, beneath the overpowering weight of the sins of all mankind, which God cannot look at for their vileness, in agony, you hear Jesus cry out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But at the end, he shouts, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Open your eyes. Step away now from that hill of Calvary. Return to the 21st century, here in this church in August 2019. And learn this. In Christ's death and resurrection, we do not have a world's religion. Rather, we have God's offered gift of a heavenly relationship with him for time and for eternity. Christianity, the message of the cross, is all about God, the loving Heavenly Father, who made us, longing that you and I should repent of our sins and turn to him and say, "Daddy, Father, forgive me. You made me. I want to live as you want me to live. I want to receive that life which you have to give me, that abundant life. I want to experience that love and joy and peace which Christ showed and which you have promised that the Holy Spirit will put into my life." Our relationship with God should be extended through reading the scriptures daily, expectantly, expecting to hear what God has to say, through praying to Jesus Christ, expectantly, listening to what he may say to us, through living out God's commandments obediently. I remember those lovely words of Jesus, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Wow. The writer of the book of Hebrews sums this all up so wisely. He says this, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you went all the way to Calvary and the cross, so that I may go all the way to heaven and eternal joy. I acknowledge my sinfulness. I accept joyfully your forgiveness, your Holy Spirit within me, and eternal life. Forgive me here and now. Thank you so much for your loving faithfulness. Amen.